do taxi when you start, you tell her where. Yeah.
Abdullahi is a final year sociology student in Kano, Nigeria, but he prefers to introduce himself this way.
I'm Abdullahi Idris, the immediate past national president, Club 25 Nigeria. I'm 25 years of age. I've donated blood 25 times and still counting.
For Abdullahi, donating blood is like a hobby.
I enjoy voluntary blood donation.
I am walking into the headquarters of Nigeria's National Blood Transfusion Service. Abdullahi is well known here, and the workers really respect him and his team in Club 25. Club 25 is made up of young people aspiring to donate blood 25 times by the time they turn 25 years old. With just a few days left before he has to go back to school, Abdullahi comes as usual to check whether he is due to donate blood for the 26th time. And of course, he makes sure the other potential donors with him do the same. Carol Imonike, the donor counselor at the Blood Transfusion Center, says Abdullahi has made a huge contribution in donating blood and recruiting other donors.
Once it's time for him to donate, he donates. If not for now that he schools in Kano, but anytime he's here, he comes here to donate. For long, truly, without any reward, he has recruited a lot of people.
Abdullahi started donating blood March 2005 after finishing secondary school because he wanted to save lives.
One major thing is those that I need, especially pregnant women, because I love my mom so much. If I hear of other cases that has to do with mothers, I really feel touched.
He was afraid of the needles at first, but then the realities of lives that may be lost hit him. The World Health Organization estimates that 55,000 women die in Nigeria every year from pregnancy and complications of pregnancy, with 19% of those dying because they did not have access to safe blood transfusions. Since 1975, countries belonging to the World Health Organization, including Nigeria, are required to have a nationally coordinated blood transfusion service based on voluntary non-remunerated donations. For the safety of the recipient, the donated blood is screened for infections like HIV, syphilis, and hepatitis B and C.
When they told me to donate blood, I said no. But when they said those that needed the blood have to do with pregnant women or children with chronic anemia, I was touched, and my mom just gave birth to our last one then. And I was just like, what if this happened to her? But even if it is not her, it is somebody's mother. It's precious to the person.
And then he overcame his fears and started donating blood.
My first experience was really scary. Outside, I was looking calm and ready, but inside was fear. To my surprise, they just inserted the needle, and before I knew it, in less than 3 minutes, I was through. And then I felt fulfilled, because the fear is actually nothing compared to what I've done by saving a life.
Since then, Abdullahi has convinced quite a few people to join him.
Like the current national president, Abdul Hakim, I recruited him. He went to Maiduguri along with other members, started the program there. Like a chain, currently we're in 17 states across Nigeria.
Abdullahi has the added bonus of always being aware of his physical condition.
I have gained a lot from networking, recognition, both national and international, and health checks. Every 3 months, I come to donate, so I don't have to go out to do medical checkup.
But Abdullahi is concerned that the need for blood transfusions is growing in Nigeria.
I feel worried because I remember the October 1st bomb blast when Nigeria was celebrating independence. There were so many people that needed blood. If everybody or just one out of those three people were donating blood like me, there wouldn't be this scarcity.
So Abdullahi wants other young people to join him and his club in saving lives and also staying healthy themselves. I am Nonye Agaji for Deutsche Welle Radio in Abuja, Nigeria.